This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft is recovering today from an operation to remove his gallbladder. Doctors at George Washington University Hospital performed the surgery yesterday. Gallbladder surgery is relatively routine, but we wondered, what are the consequences of living without this organ? Here's Slate's Brendan Kerner with an explainer.
Though the gallbladder isn't quite as inconsequential as the appendix, the lingering effects of the organ's removal are surprisingly few. The gallbladder is a tiny pouch that stores the bile produced by the liver. When you eat a fatty meal, the gallbladder oozes some of that bile into the small intestine, where it helps break down the incoming food. The more fat in the meal, the more bile gets released. Once the gallbladder is gone, there's nowhere for that bile to collect. Instead, it trickles directly from the liver to the small intestine, and the amount can't be modulated to match a meal's fat level. That can be a problem if a gallbladderless person tries to chow some buffalo wings, or even something less sinful, especially in the weeks right after surgery. There's a longer version of this explainer at Slate.com that describes the gastrointestinal distress a fatty meal can cause such a person. Since some listeners might be eating, we'll spare you the details here. But the body does tend to adapt to the gallbladder's absence over time. After a few months, John Ashcroft should be able to resume more or less regular eating habits, though it's likely that his doctor will still recommend caution with deep-fried goodies.
Brendan Kerner writes the Explainer column for Slate. He's also a contributor to the new Slate anthology called The Explainer.